Throughout Sefer Bereishis, we're introduced to various mitzvos HaTorah. And no doubt it raises and begs the issue of what exactly was the status of the Avos and what exactly can we glean from their behavior, their observance of the mitzvos. The Gemara does tell us in Yuman Dav Chavches, based on the pasuk of Ekev Asher Shom Avram Bakoli, that Avram Avinu was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula, Kodem Shenitna. So Avram Avinu fulfilled mitzvos in general and specific mitzvos given to Adam HaRishon, to Noach, to the Avos, but exactly how does that affect our observance of mitzvos bizman hazeh? If you look in the Mishnah Chulin and Avkuf, there you find a technical machlokis between Rabbin and the Chachamim regarding the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha, the iser to partake of that nerve of the animal, a machlokis Rabbin and the Chachamim, whether it applies to only a behemoth tahora, or it even applies to a behemoth tameya as well. Rabbi Yehuda maintains that it applies to all animals. After all, that this Isser is mentioned in Parshas Vayishlach. At that time, the Torah did not as of yet distinguish in terms of any mitzvah between a behema tameya as opposed to a behema tahora, and therefore it applied universally. And therefore, if a person will partake of the Gid Hanasha of behema tameya, he will violate two different Isurim. And the Chacham disagree and maintain that that certainly is not true. Only an animal that otherwise is mutter ba'achila, that would have the iser of Gid Hanasha. An animal that otherwise you cannot eat, in such a case there's no additional iser of Gid Hanasha in that particular case. So Rabbi Yehuda raises the following question, that how in fact can that be? After all, isn't this already forbidden from Kodem Matan Torah? At that point it certainly applied to a behema tumeya as well. The Chachamim answered that no, misinai nemra ela shenichtav bimkoma. And here you find a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam exactly what that phrase means. That misinai nemra ela shenichtav bimkoma. Rashi in that sugya chulin daf kuf writes a very great chiddush, and that is that the isra of Gid Hanasha was only given to us at Har Sinai. But isn't it found in Parshas Vayishlach, Kodem Matan Torah? Rashi writes, it's written in that context, but the mitzvah was only given later at Har Sinai. You'll ask, why is it that we have a tzivui of Gid Hanasha? So the Torah places it in Parshas Vayishlach to provide insight as to the meaning, the nature, the purpose of this mitzvah, but it was only given to us at Har Sinai. And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos disagrees and maintains that certainly is not true. The Isser of Gid Hanasha was given to Bnei Yaakov. It was written in Parshas Vayishlach because that was the initial time that this Isser was formulated and given to Yaakov Ubanu. Well, if that is the case, what exactly does the Mishnah mean? Misinai Nemra, Ela Shenichta Bimkomo. The Rambam writes the following. It was given to Bnei Yaakov. But if you were to ask me, why is it that we observe the Isra of Gid Hanasha? It is not because of that original tzivui. We observe the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha because it was given to us at Har Sinai. And therefore, nitna Torah v'nischad shu halacha. And even though initially it may very well be that Gid Hanasha applied to all animals, behema tahora, behema tameya, when it was reiterated and given to us at Har Sinai, it only applied to animals that otherwise were allowed to partake of, only to a min tahor, not to a behema tameya. So yes, it was given kodem matan Torah, but our observance is simply based on mamad Har Sinai. And then the Rambam continues. V'sim libcha ela ikar hagodol hanichla b'mishna hazos. The Rambam writes, pay special attention to this overriding principle. And this is the principle of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. We observe the mitzvahs Hashem because they were given to us at Mamad Har Sinai. We will look to the Avos as models of proper Avodas Hashem and proper conduct, proper behavior, but mitzvos are Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. The obligation of Gid Hanasha is based on Mamad Har Sinai. The Rambam writes the same thing when it comes to Bris Milah. Undeniably, Bris Milah given to Avram Avinu Parshas Lech Lecha, but yet the Rambam writes, our observance of the mitzvah Bris Milah is based on Parshas Tazria. And this is based on Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Nitnu Torah V'nischad Shu Halacha, the mitzvah Bris Milah, the Isra of Gid Hanasha. All of that given to earlier generations, but our observance is based on Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. In fact, the Gemara does write in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Hey, right, as I was walking in, a discussion of the Yotzei Dofen, when exactly the mitzvah of Bris Milah should be performed, day one or day eight. This is exactly what you find in that Dofen Shabbos. Rav Asi writes that if you look in Parshas Tazria, the Torah links Tumas Leida, Tum and Tara, with Ubiyom Hashmini, Yimo Basar Lasso. The way the Torah presents it is Yisuk Yisazria V'yolda Zafar, a natural birth, then Milah is done on day eight. So Rav Asi writes the very great Kiddush, and that is Kol She'imo Temeya Leida Nimo Lishmona. Only if you have a natural Leida, then Bris Milah is on day eight. Otherwise, a cesarean section, a Yotzei Dofen, the Bris Milah is done on day one. That's the Shita of Rav Asi. The Gemara asks that Kasha, how can that be? When you look in Parshas Lech Lecha, don't you find Bris Milah B'yom Shmini? And there, in no way is it linked to days of Tumah V'Tahara. And that's exactly what the Gemara answers, that Nitna Torah V'Nischat Shu Halacha. As the Rambam writes, our observance is not based on Parshas Lech Lecha. Our observance is based on Parshas Ki Tazria, and in Tazria, there the Torah links, you made Tum in Tar with Milah B'yom Hashmini. And we assume the Halacha, we're Chayish L'Chumra. For this sheet of Rav Asi, the Balamorites, we treat it as a Sveika Dedina, that we don't do Bris Milah on day one with the Yotzei Dofen, we wait until day eight, but we treat it as a Milah Shelo Bizman, and therefore it's not Doche Shabbos, because of this correlation. And that's where the Gemara writes expressly, Bris Milah, Parshas Tazria, not based on Parshas Lech Lecha. So therefore, Gid Hanasha, Bris Milah, models of Ein Lemeidim, Mikodem Matan Torah. In fact, the Yerushalmi writes in Perek Gimel of Moed Katan, we assume the halacha that Shiva is only derabanan. Avelos Yom Rishon, a machlokis in the Gaon, a machlokis between the Rambam and Tosus, but Shiva is only derabanan. Why is Shiva only derabanan? The very end of Parshas Vayechi, Vayas La'oviv Evel Shivas Yamim, wasn't there 7 days of Avelos at the Petir of Yaakovinu? The answer what we have in Yerushalmi is again, Ein Lemeidim Mikodem Matan Torah. That was true, but for us as a mitzvah l'doros, not the Avos, not Yaakovinu, not Avram Avinu, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, and as such you don't find Lachar Matan Torah, Avelos Shiva, which is in fact Daraisa, and therefore Shiva is only Darabanan. So when it comes to Bris Milah or Gid Hanasha or Avelos, Ein Lemeidim Mikodem Matan Torah, I would just pose the following difficulty. Is that always the case? Is it really true that these principles al pidin are only derived from La'achar Matan Torah? If you look, for example, in the Sugyan Psochim and Daf Dalet, there the Gemara discusses the importance of Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvos. And what exactly is its source? The Pasuk of Vayashkem Avram Baboker Kodam Matan Torah. Does that necessarily mean that Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvos is only that which is Drabana? That itself is fundamental. Machlokes Achronim, rooted in Machlokes Rishonim, that perhaps Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvos. Maybe that's considered to be that which is Adin Daraisa. The principle that we have, for example, of Ein Marbim Simcha B'Simcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you opportunity to celebrate. Each Simcha should be celebrated in its fullest. Don't simply try to call to Smachos and to observe them simultaneously. And what exactly is the source of Ein Marbim Simcha B'Simcha? The Yerushalmi writes, right? The Yerushalmi, Perek Aleph of Moed Katan, Malei Shavua Hazos, regarding Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, Kodem Matan Torah, we derive that principle of Ein Marbim Simcha B'Simcha. The Gemara mentions Nivamos and Daf Membeis, the concept of Havchana. When a woman is divorced or she loses her husband, she should not marry immediately, because after all, if you don't wait the requisite months and a child is soon born, we are not going to know who the father of that child is, the Baal Rishon, the Baal Sheni. How do we know the importance of Havchana? The Gemara writes, Nivamos, the Pasuk of Yosef Elokim, who is Zarafa Acharecha, the need to preserve the Yuchsin, the lineage, the Zerah of Knesset Yisrael, a Pasuk which is Kodem Matan Torah. Even the concept of Arvos, of Ko Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh, when the Gemara asks, in Bava Basra and Avkufayim Gimel, how do we know that Arev Mishtabed? The Gemara quotes the Pasuk regarding Yehuda, Anochi Arvena. Yehuda takes responsibility for Binyamin. aren't there many principles, many details, many mitzvos, several dinim, that one can derive from Kodem Matan Torah? And therefore I would just pose simply the following question: when is it that we assume Ein Lameidim Kodem Matan Torah? When do we assume that the model of the Avos is not just simply in terms of broadest Avodas Hashem, but yet that's even relevant when it comes to, right, Asiyas HaMitzvos? When do we apply that principle of Ein Lameidim Mikodem Matan Torah? Here I would suggest the following. We, of course, are so accustomed to Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Torah Tzivul Ano Moshe, the concept of Taryag Mitzvos. Taryag Mitzvos Nemre LeMoshe Misinai. And of course we know that there are mitzvos asay, there are mitzvos lo asay, but one thing is undeniably clear. Our obligation of Avodas Hashem is not limited to Taryag Mitzvos. Obviously, we're obligated to observe the mitzvos HaTorah, but yet, as an Eved Hashem, our obligation, our responsibility stems well beyond the technical Hagdara, that framework of a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah lo saseh. And I'll bring you a fascinating indicator. The Gemara writes in Bava Metzia and Daf Lamed Beis, Tsar Balei Chaim Daraisa. Min HaTorah, a person is not allowed to mistreat, to abuse an animal. Tsar Balei Chaim Daraisa. And if I were to ask you, what exactly is its source? Where do you find a pasuk in Chumash that tells us that Tsar Balei Chaim is forbidden min HaTorah? You'd be hard-pressed to find an explicit pasuk that tells us that Tsar Balei Chaim is that which is Asur. If you look in the Rishonim and Achorim, you'll find at least 11 different shitas as to the makor of Tsar Balei Chaim. I'll mention just a couple of possibilities. If you look, for example, in Rashi Shabbos, elsewhere, Kuf Chochetz, Rashi writes the following: isn't there a mitzvah prika? Doesn't the Torah tell us that if you see an animal is suffering under its load, you're obligated to relieve the animal of its burden? So therefore Rashi writes that you see that Tsar Balei Chaim is daraisa. Or for example, if you look in Shittim Kobetzis Bav Metzid Aflamed Beis, the Ravid writes, Lo Sachsom Shor B'disho. The Torah writes, you're not allowed to muzzle an animal, as the animal is working for you. It's highly unfair to have animal provide all that service and not to give the animal free rein to go ahead and to graze. And therefore there's an Issa Daraisa of Chasima. So if I would ask you, what is the source of Tsar Balei Chaim? Rashi says the mitzvah sasei of prika. The Ravid writes the Yisrael sasei of chasima. The Rambam writes, albeit in Mar Nevuchim, that Bilam was criticized for hitting the asa. If Bilam is criticized for doing so, don't you see that that is inappropriateness? The inappropriateness of Tsar Balei Chaim. So I'll ask you the following question. What does that mean? What does Rashi, the Ravid, the Rambam, what do they mean? A person abuses an animal. You would tell the person he violated the mitzvah of parika? Certainly not. An animal is not carrying the burden. There is no load. A person mistreats an animal. He violates the iser daraisa of lo safsam shor b'disho. There's no plowing. There's no muzzling. There's no daish. Certainly the Raiva does not mean to say if a person mistreats an animal, he gets malchus for this for lo safsam shor b'disho. Certainly not. The Rambam would tell you, you see from the storyline of Chumash that this is inappropriate. What exactly does that mean? So, you know, maybe one could have argued, you're right, that it doesn't mean that this is the mitzvah prika. It doesn't mean that this is the isser of chasima. But undeniably, one can glean from the mitzvah prika or the isser of chasima that mistreating an animal is inappropriate. Inappropriate. The fact that the Torah has these mitzvos, that indicates the inappropriateness of Tsar Balei Chaim. So I'll ask you, what does that mean? Good. The Torah tells us this is not appropriate. So what is that called? Maybe one could have argued that's called Kedoshim to you. Or maybe one could have argued that would be called the Novo Bershus HaTorah. Technically, I didn't violate any mitzvah, but you see that it's not the right conduct. It's the right practice. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara writes above Metzin Daf Lamed Beis, Tsar Balei Chaim Daraisa. If a person is abusing an animal, you would go over to the person and not say, this is not within the spirit of the halacha. You wouldn't say, this isn't in conformity with Kedoshim Tihyu. You would cite the Gemara that says, this is forbidden min HaTorah. And if he'll ask you and tell me the pasuk, you know what you're going to respond? You don't need the pasuk. It's clear. It's inferred. It is obvious from the mitzvah prika, from the Yisrael Kasima, that Tsar Balei Chaim is daraisa. If you look in Tshuva Saradvaz and Simon Kuf Samaches and Lashon HaSarambam, the Tshuva has valorized the following. Tsar Balei Chaim is neither a mitzvah saseh, nor a mitzvah lo saseh, but Tsar Balei Chaim is daraisa. Adin daraisa. It is not a mitzvah saseh, and not a mitzvah lo saseh. Our role, our responsibility in Avodas Hashem is not just Taryag Mitzvahs themselves, but rather the Torah can go ahead and teach through mitzvahs, other hagdaros, other obligations, which the Gemara calls daraisa, even though it is not expressly a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah lo saseh. And this is called that which is daraisa. What exactly is this category? If you look in Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish is found in Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mem Tes, Ratzon HaTorah. Ratzon HaTorah. The will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the will of the Torah Hashem, that obligates a person. That's called Daraisa. Even if it's not necessarily a mitzvah saseh or a mitzvah lo saseh. You know, the context of the Chazon Ish is quite fascinating. Right, after all, Yerodea Kuf Mem Tes, Kibud Avaim. I'll ask you, what exactly are the parameters of Kibud Avaim? Sometimes, unfortunately, the Bnei Yeshiva come home, what is Kibud Avaim? Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, Machila, Malbisha, Mashkeu. I have to provide food and drink. And what about beyond? Machila, Malbisha, Mashkeu. What about what we would call the more intuitive Kibud Avaim? Paying honor, paying homage, not necessarily providing specific services. The Chazon Ish writes, if you look in Rashba, Yevamos Davava, Med Aleph, it's clear that there are two tiers of Kibud Avaim. Sometimes providing essential services, that is the technical mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, making sure a parent has that which is necessary, clothing, food, drink. And what about the broadest Kibud Avaim? That the Rashba writes is also Daraisa. Also daraisa. On what basis? See, the Rashba writes the following. A Gemara you're familiar with. The Gemara writes, Nivamos Ndavav, a parent goes ahead and tells the child, Bima Chalal Shabbos. A parent goes ahead and tells the son, who is a Kohen, go walk through the Beis HaKoros. The Gemara says, Yachal Yishmalo, that maybe you would think that you have to pay heed to the instruction of the parent. The Gemara says, no. The Pasuk of Achesh Avsosai Tishmoru, Kulchem Chayavim Vichvodim. You have a contradiction between a Kibud Avaim and other mitzvah satorah. The other mitzvah satorah will trump Kibud Avaim. The Rashba is bothered by a very basic question. A father tells you to be Machalo Shabbos. Is that really a dilemma? Where you require a pasuk to resolve that which you should do? In other words, the impression of the Gemara is that there's a mitzvah of Shabbos on the one hand, there's a mitzvah of Kibud Avaim on the other, so therefore, which takes priority over the other? Is that really Kibud Avaim? Kibud Avaim when a parent says, Bima Chalo Shabbos. Kibud Avaim when a parent says, go walk through the Beis HaKvaros to my son who is a Kohen. Is that really Kibud Avaim? That's not Machila Malbisha Mashkeu. That's not one of the things the Gemara mentions in that particular case. The Rashba writes, the Gemara means the following. The father says that I am quite hungry, I need something to eat. Please go ahead and secure food. And it happens that the food is positioned in the Beis HaKvaros. That must be the Tzivui. And then the Rashba elaborates as follows, because there are two levels of Kibud Avaim. There's Kibud Avaim, which is explicit, and that is the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, providing services, machila, malbisha, mashkeu, and the like. That is the express, the explicit Kibud Avaim. That is the type of Kibud Avaim that there is a dilemma, that one might think that maybe that takes priority over other Isurei Torah, and that requires a pasuk. But if it's just the broadest Kibud Avaim of listening to the instruction of a parent, the Rashba writes that is Kibud Avaim, but that does not require a posuk to tell us that that would not override other Isurim. And that is the point of the Chazon Ish. You see, the Rashba writes that midaraisa, there are two tiers of kibud av v'aim. There is the technical mitzvah, but then there is the broadest sense of ratzon ha-Torah. Ratzon ha-Torah. And that is compelling. That is binding on a level of daraisa, just like Tsar Bala Chaim is considered to be that which is daraisa. And therefore, one must make sure, in terms of their observance of Avodas Hashem, not only mitzvos HaTorah, but the ratzon HaTorah as well, undeniably, that is daraisa, that is considered to be our priority, al kedin. You know, this year the yeshiva is learning Maseches Pesachim. If you look on Daf Gimel, you find the following machlokes. The Gemara just mentions that during the time of offering the Korban Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira sent a message to the Kohanim in the Mikdash Hashem. It's obvious from the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was not Olaregel. He didn't offer a Korban Pesach. And why exactly is that true? So if you look on that daf at the Tzlach, the Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mepasinach in Mitzvah, a fascinating machlokes. We know if a person finds themselves b'derech rechoka, he's distant from the Mikdash Hashem, he's exempt from Korban Pesach. Let's assume, for example, as follows. You know, a person is in close proximity to Yerushalayim. He knows that next week is Pesach. If he remains where he is, he's going to have to bring a korban. So you know what he does? He consciously positions himself b'derech rechoka, and now he's exempt from offering a korban pesach. What exactly would you call that? A person who consciously positions himself in a case where he will be exempt from performing a mitzvah satorah. The Noda Bita writes in the Tzlach, Psachim Dav Gimel, he doesn't see that there's anything expressly wrong with that. A person who puts himself in a situation that he's exempted from one of the mitzvos Hashem. The Torah has a p'tur of derech rechoka. And if a person situates him as such, he's potter. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Hei, the Mitzvah Korban Pesach, disagrees, maintains, how can that be? You mean to say that a person can put himself in a... If a person happens to find himself b'derech rechoka, you're right. Right now he's potter, and he's afforded the opportunity of offering a korbanan Pesach Sheni. But a person who consciously positions himself b'derech rechoka, the Menachas Chinuch calls that a bittul mitzvah saseh. A bittul mitzvah saseh. I would argue that both positions, that of the Noda Bita and that of Menachas Chinuch, I find quite difficult. You know, to say that that's value neutral, that running away from Yerushalayim in order to be exempted from a karban, doesn't sound like that should be a satisfactory option. That really is okay. That is okay. To go as far as the Menachas Chinuch, that's called a bittul essay. A bittul essay is one who is b'derech krova, who fails to offer the Korban Pesach. A person who opts out and situates himself that he is potter, hard to call that a bittul essay. The Menachas Chinuch admits that such a person would not be chayiv kares. Kares is a person who is b'derech krova, who fails too, not a person who finds himself b'derech rechoka. But I would argue that either option sounds difficult. To say it's value neutral, I think that's difficult. To argue that that's a bittul essay, I would tell you that that is equally difficult as well. So is there anything wrong? A person learns Maseches Megillah so well that he knows that if he'll run from place to place to place, he's neither a Ben Ir, nor a Ben Kfar, nor a Ben Krach, and he doesn't have to read the Megillah. So, is that right? You don't have to argue that that's called a bittul mitzvah saseh derabbanan. No. But does that necessarily mean that that is considered to be value neutral? I would suggest exactly this point. This is a chiddush that Rosh Weiss once maintained, and that is that even without it being a mitzvah saseh, but it's hard to argue that this is ratzon hatorah, that the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that a person should learn and study the mitzvah saseh so well that he will know exactly how to position himself to be exempted from the fulfillment of Tariq Mitzvahs. And you don't necessarily have to argue that it's a bitul essay to maintain that min ha-Torah, This is something that is considered to be absolutely inappropriate. One who is b'derech krova, who fails to offer a Korban Pesach, he's mevatel esek Korban Pesach mischayev karis. But a person who consciously positions himself b'derech rechoka, can one argue that really is the Ratzon Hashem? Everybody is being all the regel and he's going against the flow of traffic in order to see to it that he is the Derech Rechok, and therefore he has no obligation whatsoever of offering that particular carbon. One could suggest that this is even true regarding the Shita of the Balamor. You know, Mila on Shabbos, of course, involves Yisrei Malacha, but Bris Mila is Doche Shabbos, of Yom Hashmini Yima Basar Alasa. We assume la halacha like the Shita Sachachamim, only Bris Mila is Doche Shabbos, but not Machshire Mila. That's the Machlokas, Rabbi Lazar, and the Chachamim Shabbos Kuflamed, Rabbi Lazar de Mila. Rabbi Eliezer maintained that even Machshire Mila Doche Shabbos, we assume not true. Bris Mila, yes. Any preparation which is necessary for Bris Mila is not Doche Shabbos. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us, it's necessary to wash the child before the bris, it's necessary to wash the child after the bris, it's necessary to heat up that water prior to Shabbos to see to it that you can engage in Rechitza. The Gemara writes, it could result in Rachman Letzlan and Sakonas Nefashos if you don't properly wash a child before and after the bris. What would happen as follows. A person prepares all the necessary water to wash the child before Bris Mila, and lo and behold, before the Bris, the pitcher spills, and now there is no water. Well, according to Rabbi Eliezer, just heat up water now, chimum hamayim, for the purpose of Bris Mila. But we maintain that's not true. That is only machshire mila, which is not Doche Shabbos, and therefore one cannot go ahead and do so. The Ramban describes three deos, whether that would be mutter ayyadei nachri, amir l'nachri, and amalach daraisa for the purpose of Bris Mila de Yisrael. Certainly that's considered to be forbidden. If necessary, you would have to delay the Bris Mila until Sunday. What about the following case? One of the pitchers of water spills. I don't have sufficient water to wash the child before the bris and after the bris. But you know what? There is ample water to wash the child before the bris. What should I do now? So that's what the Ran discusses at length. Shabbos, Daf Nun, Gimel, and Dape Harif. The view of the Ramban. The Ramban writes that, look, right here and now, you have sufficient water to wash the child to perform a bris. You're obligated, midaraisa, to go ahead and do so. What happens after the bris mila has been performed? Right now, the child is a chola mesukam. And if pikuach nefesh warrants that I have to heat up water for a child, so be it. And therefore now, pikuach nefesh is doche isurim. So therefore, use the water that you have, do the bris. Right now the child is a cholam asukam, so good, now heat up the water for the purpose of pikuach nefesh. That's what the Ramban writes. And the Balamor writes, how can that be done? How can that be done? One is allowed to set up a situation of dechiyas isurim. If a person is faced with a condition of pikuach nefesh is doche Shabbos. You know going into this bris mila that you are ill-prepared. You do not have the necessary provisions to take care of the needs of the child, la'achar hamila. So in such a case, you have no choice, the Balamor writes, than to delay the bris mila until Sunday. Because after all, that knowing that you don't have the water, one cannot structure, even b'makom mitzvah. Right, such a situation of pikuach nefesh that is dochi isurim. That's the chiddush of the Balamor. One does not have the option of putting themselves in a situation of dechiyas isurim. So, if you were speaking to the Balamor, and you would press the Balamor and say, what exactly is the isur? What exactly is the isur? Isn't the Ramban 100% right? A person ignores the Balamor, and he washes the child, does the bris, now heats up water and washes the child. The Balamor will say, you shouldn't have done so. And you'll turn to the Balamor and say, what exactly did I do wrong? After all, Milan Shabbos, mitzvah daraisa, doche Shabbos. Heating up water for pikuach nefesh, mitzvah daraisa, which is doche Shabbos. At each juncture, it's heter gamor. It's a mitzvah min haTorah. But the Balamor will say, yeah, but you shouldn't have set up a situation of dechiyas yisurim. What exactly is that isur? Yeah, very unclear. Or Shlomo Zalman writes in Nechash Shlomo that even according to the Balamor, this would only be an Isser Drabbana. Midaraisa, each malacha is absolutely justified. In the Sefer Zikaron of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in Simon Samachay, it quotes Rav Shimon Shkab as maintaining this is the essay of Shabbosa, because a fascinating theme for a separate shir, on Shabbos, there is much more to Shmira Shabbos than Lamites Malachos. What the Ramban writes in Parshas Emor, there is also an essay of Shabbosah that has a life of its own well beyond the scope of Lamites Malachos. Rav Shimon Shkab maintained that the Chiyas Yisurim is an essay of Shabbosah, but no doubt that's a Chiddush as well. Maybe one could suggest just simply the following, and that is, you're right, it's not called an act of Chilul Shabbos. The Mila Bizmana is Doche Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. But what is wrong with setting up a situation of the Chiyas Yisurim? Perhaps the Balamor could respond that you're right. It's not an Issa Daraisa of Losasa Chomalacha, but is that considered to be the Ratzon HaTorah? The Balamor could argue. Just as we mention when it comes to avoidance of a mitzvah, avoiding a mitzvah is certainly not Ratzon Hashem. And that is what the Gemara calls Daraisa. Perhaps a situation of technical Dechiyas Yisurim setting up such a reality, the Balamor would argue that is something that must be avoided, even if technically speaking, each juncture is not considered to be an Isser Malacha. The Balamor would argue, I didn't say that this is called Chilul Shabbos, I didn't say one is Chayev Misa for Chilul Shabbos, but it's inappropriate. And what is that inappropriateness called? That I would argue, the Balamor would suggest, is called Tzar Balei Chaim Daraisa, the Ratzon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to set up situations of Dechiyas Yisurim, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires that we perform Mitzvah Hashem, not that we exempt themselves. And what is the source of this concept of Ratzon Hashem, Ratzon HaTorah? Here I would suggest the following. When you look in Sefer Yirmiyahu, in Perak Yutes, you find that Bnei Yisrael involved themselves in acts of Avodah Zarah. They were not observing properly the Torah Hashem. And the Navi criticizes Knesset Yisrael for their performance. And what is that criticism? So Yirmiyahu Navi turns to Knesset Yisrael and says, that which you are doing, these pagan practices, where did they come from? Where is their source? What is motivating you to be able to engage in such a practice? These practices, asher lo tzivisi, velo dibarti, velo olsa alivi. That's what the Navi says to Knesset Yisrael. Lo tzivisi, lo dibarti, lo olsa alibi. What do these phrases mean? If you look in Targum, on that pasuk, Yirmiyahu, Perek Yutes. Lo tzivisi, Targum writes, bidaraisa. Is there a mitzvah in the Torah that says, this is what you should do? What are you doing? How is it that you are engaging in avoda? Is there a tzivui Hashem that mandates this practice? Certainly not. Lo tzivisi. Lo dibarti. What does lo dibarti mean? The Targum writes, al yidei navi. Was there a navi that communicated with you and said that this is what you should do? This is not one of the mitzvos haTorah. This is not something that a navi came and said that this is what you must do. Lo tzivisi, lo dibarti. Now lo osa alibi. What does lo osa alibi mean? Targum writes, lo rava kadamai. Lo rava kadamai. This is not something that I would have desired. That's the criticism of Knesset Yisrael. What you're doing, it's not a mitzvah, nor is it something that was communicated to you al yedei Navi, nor is it Ratzon Hashem. Nor is it the Ratzon Hashem. That's compelling. That's compelling. La rova kadamai. La olsa alivi. When a Navi turns to Knesset Yisrael and says, this is not something that brings nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not called Kedoshim Tehiyu. That's not called a Nava Rishis HaTorah. Ratzon HaTorah is compelling. That is considered to be that which is Daraisa. You know, we discussed not long ago in Kol Yom Rishon the concept of Hidur Mitzvah. I pointed out to you at that time the Shita Saraivit, Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph, that Hidur Mitzvah is Daraisa. Hidur Mitzvah is Daraisa. That's the Chiddush that the Raivit writes. Where is it Daraisa? From the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf, Kuf Lamed Gimel, Ze Keli Ve'enveil, Yisnala Fana B'mitzvos, Lulavna, Sukkana, Shofarna, Sefer Torahna, that's Daraisa, Hidr Mitzvah Daraisa, Kol Dematan Torah. Further, is that a Tzivui? Ze Keli Ve'enveil, B'nai Yisrael engaged in Shira Sayam, and in the course of their Shira, they sang Ze Keli Ve'enveil. Since when does that become, right, one of the Tariq mitzvahs? Zek Kei Van Veil. The Ravid did not argue that Zek Kei Van Veil is one of Tariq mitzvahs. The Rambam does not count Zek Kei Van Veil as one of Tariq mitzvahs. When the Ravid lists the Tariq mitzvahs in the beginning of Yana Chazaka, we call this the Minyan HaMitzvah Sakotza. The Rambam just lists the Tariq mitzvahs, not the Sefer mitzvahs. You have the Hasagas HaRavid. Where the Ravid is Masig, whenever he disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam does not count Zekevi as one of the mitzvahs. There's no Hasagas HaRavid that says, what do you mean this is a din daraisa? The Ravid is Mefurish, that he the mitzvah is a din daraisa. What exactly does it mean it's a din daraisa? I would suggest it's a din daraisa like Tsar Balei Chaim is a din daraisa. It's not one of the Tariq mitzvahs. But this was the appropriate Shira of Knesset Yisrael. This was incorporated into the Torah Sashem, the appropriateness of Zek Keli Van Veil Hisnala Fana B'mitzvos. That the Rabbi writes is a din. Daraisa, that's not a din derabanan. That is a din. Daraisa, not one of Tariq mitzvos. You wouldn't argue that Hidr mitzvah is a mitzvah sasei, nor is a mitzvah lo sasei, but yet the Rabbi writes that Hidr mitzvah is considered to be that which is daraisa. You know the single of a Kamadav test, the suffix, Hidr mitzvah ad shlish. What exactly is shlish? No. What is shlish? I can fulfill the mitzvah, right, buying the lulav and esrog for $60. What is 60 plus shlish? 60 plus a third. Is that 80 or is that 90? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Whether a third is milagav or whether it's milabar. No? Milagav would mean the following. Divide 60 into 3, that's 20. So an extra $20 for hidden mitzvah is a total of 80. No, maybe it's milabar. That you have to shell out a total of $90. And I'll ask you why 90? You'll tell me, well, one third, $30 is hidden mitzvah, and two thirds is the principal. Now that's the suffix in the Gemara. And how do you paskin in a suffix in hidden mitzvah? Interesting. Machlokas Rishonim. Whether a suffix in hidden mitzvah, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rosh, the Beis Yosef, is that a sfeik daraisa, which is the chumra? Is that a suffix, the rabbanon, which is considered to be that which is the kula? Where is one of the tarig mitzvahs of hidden mitzvah? Not one of the tarig mitzvahs. But the Ravid writes, hidden mitzvah is daraisa. If you look at the Meiri in that sugya Shabbos Kuflamed Gimel, the Meiri writes, derech he'ara amru. The Torah underscores hidra mitzvah. Not one of the mitzvahs Hashem. But the Torah emphasizes the appropriateness of hidra mitzvah. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you something is appropriate, what do you call that? That the Gemara calls that which is daraisa. Even if it's not one of the Tariq mitzvahs themselves. That this opens up a whole world to the Ratzon HaTorah. Ratzon HaBorei. If you can demonstrate that something is Ratzon HaTorah, that is a din daraisa. Obviously, if something is a mitzvah mugderes, a mitzvah ktsuva, it's clear to us, one of the Tariq mitzvahs. And again, that Rashba, Yevamos and Avav, if something is explicit as one of the mitzvahs of Hashem, it's more chamor than Ratzon HaTorah. The Kivra Veim of Machil Mabisha Mashkeu, right, is more stringent than the broader Kivra Veim. But both are indeed Daraisa. But one has to demonstrate, no doubt, that this is called Ratzon Hashem. This is called Ratzon HaTorah. But if one could do so, if the Rambam will tell us that you see from the fact that Bilam was criticized for hitting the song, that it's inappropriate, that inappropriateness is Daraisa. That's not just a Midas Chasidus. That's the concept of a Ratzon HaTorah. Here I would suggest as follows. That when it comes to the issue that we began, of when do we assume lemeidim or ein lemeidim ikodan matan Torah? How do you resolve the multiple contradiction? Here I would argue as follows. When it comes to tariag mitzvahs, the mitzvos mugdaros, the mitzvah of resmila, the iser of yenanasha, the chiyuvim of avelus, those mitzvos mugdaros, the mitzvos ktsuvos, that, I would certainly tell you, is Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Taryag mitzvos nemla Moshe Misinai, the technical structure of the mitzvos Hashem. And therefore, you want to know technically whether the Isser of Gidonash applies even to a behema temeya. You want to know whether a leida without tumas leida is biyom rishon or biyom shmini. You want to know the details of nihugi avelus? Absolutely. That is Torah tziva lada Moshe. Nitnu tor v'nischad shvalacha. But when you see from Sefer Bereishis, from the Avos, from the Imahos, that this form of Avodas Hashem is praiseworthy, is appropriate, you don't assume the Chilu made to Mikodem Matan Torah. A person will say Avram Avin was praised because Rizim Akin the Mitzvah, Yashem Avram Avoker, and you'll respond, Ein the Meidim Yikodem Matan Torah. That was true then. But now a person can be lax and deficient. Of course not. The passion, the enthusiasm, the zealousness in performing a mitzvah Hashem, right, as important now as it was in the time of Avram Avinu. You're going to tell me that the concept of Arvos, of Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh Bazeh, was only true then, and it's irrelevant now? And therefore the model of Yehuda has no bearing on the Ratzon Hashem? I think one would be hard-pressed, right, to put forth such an argument. The concept of Ein Marbim B'Simcha B'Simcha. No, that's only true when it comes to Yaakov Hinu. And we don't have to show that sense of Akara Satov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to celebrate each Simcha to its fullest. That was true then, and it's not true now. The importance of preserving the Yichus of Yisrael, the Yoslach Elokim L'Zarach Achrecha, true then for Avraham Avinu, but for us, knowing who a person's mother and father is not relevant to us. Where's the mitzvah in HaTorah? When it comes to Ratzon HaTorah, that undeniably, that one can derive even Kodem Matan Torah as well. Protei HaMitzvos Nat, details of Avelos or Brismila or Giranasha, that Nitna Torah V'Nischad Shavalacha, but the primacy of the Torah Hashem, the model of Avoda, that is something which is critical. We are not necessarily going to learn the details of Bris Milah from Avraham Avinu, but the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu and the mitzvah of Bris Milah, that absolutely, that we're going to derive from none other than Avraham Avinu. You know, there's a fascinating midrash, the very end of Parshas Lech Lecha. The Torah tells us, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Nimol Avram. Nimol Avram. Nimol is somewhat difficult to know. Nimol sounds as though anifa, no? Almost as though, incidentally, Avram Avinu was circumcised. Avram Avinu received a bris milah. So there is such a deya in Midrash, the view of Rav Levi. Rav Levi writes a pretty stunning chiddush, and that is that all of a sudden, Betzim Hazeh, bodak atzmo, umatza atzmo mohu. All of a sudden, Avraham Avinu noticed that he had a bris milah. Passively, he noticed. Nimol Avram. Nifal. Avraham Avinu was the recipient of a bris milah. That's the drasha of Rav Levi, the Midrash Rabba at the very end of Parshas Lech Lecha. The Midrash goes on and tells us that this statement was made in the presence of Rav Abba Bar Kahana. And he responded and said the following, Nimol Avram. Bodak atzmo umatza atzmo mo. Shakrana, kazvana, you liar, you deceiver. Cannot be. Cannot be. Hirgish v'nitzdayar. Avraham Avinu, with great sorrow, with great mesiras nefesh, performed the mitzvah of bris milah. You know, it's striking. It's not the first time that Tanaim Ramarim disagreed about the meaning of a pasuk. You know, we go to the Beis Medrash, we see our Talmidim learning b'chavrusa. A Talmud suggests a certain shot in the Gemara. A Talmud raises his hand in shir and makes a suggestion that we think is not poshut shot. This is not really true, right, in the sense of what was being offered. You'd be very surprised if the Rebbe would respond, kazban, shakrana, you liar, you deceiver. Where the midas tovus? You can tell a person in a more gentle and a light-handed way that what he's doing is not. What was wrong with the drasha of Rav Levi? Nimol Avram, that bodak atzmo umatza atzmo ma. I once heard from Rasha Weiss in this Swedish that, you know what, it's fascinating. If one had to choose a mitzvah a mitzvah that exhibits Mesiras Nefesh throughout the history of our people, you know, Bris Milah would come to mind. Bris Milah, the Gemara writes, Shabbos and Daf Kuflamit, Kelach Aharagnu Kol Hayom, it was a mitzvah that was fulfilled, Knesset Yisrael, with dire, with great Mesiras Nefesh. You know, in Shabbos and Daf Mentes, and later in Shabbos and Daf Kuflamit, the Rishonim debate about whether a person can be Mosa Nefesh for a mitzvah which is not Yaharag Vayadam. Tosfos writes, there are certain times you must give up your life. But Tosfos writes, when it comes to other mitzvahs, you have the option of Mesiras Nefesh. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes, if the Torah says V'chai Bahem, you don't have an option of Mesiras Nefesh. A person who is Moser Nefesh, who is an obligated to do so, the Rambam writes, Perakei Bokhus Yisodei HaTorah, Harezeh, Mischayev V'nafsho, that's suicidal. If the Torah says, spare your life, right, you do not go ahead and opt for Mesiras Nefesh. So Nemuki Yosef has a lengthy discussion, the Ran and Nemuki Yosef, of this position of the Rambam, and writes, look, the Rambam is going to have to admit that there are some times, some circumstance, that you have a right to be Moser Nefesh. After all, throughout our history, B'nai Yisrael Moser Nefesh, for the mitzvah of Bris Milah. You don't have to look for generations of old in our recent history. Now, in Russia and the like, in oppressed countries, Jews put their life on the line to fulfill the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Bris Milah. Bris Milah is a mitzvah sheyesh bo mesiras nefesh. As a result of Bris Milah, we place our child in, right, the status of sakana, right? That's something which is done in mesiras nefesh. I would ask you the following. What was its source? What was the makor, the source, the inspiration of millennia of Mesiras Nefesh for this particular mitzvah? You know, we're used to the language of the Medrash Tanchuma. Maisa Avos, Simin Labanim. You look in the Ramban, his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos, the Ramban doesn't formulate it in that way. The Ramban writes, you know, Simin. Simin has many meanings, no? Rosh Hashanah, we have many Simanim, no? Your child will ask you, does this really cause? You're probably going to answer, no, this is an omen. This is an indicator. This is not really causality. You know that if you eat the apple and the honey, that will guarantee, right, a shana mesukah. You'll tell me these are, right, aspirations. These are simanim. Simanim ilsa, but a simon remains a simon. Myself a simon labanim. The Ramban writes, of a mikre ha'avo shehem ke'en yitzira v'zim. When something happened to the avos, that wasn't really a simon. The Ramban writes, that's yitzira. That was a creation. A creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in Briya Shemayim Varetz. And in that world, there were certain tendencies and certain midos and certain chunos hanefesh that were also created. And the mikre ha'avos, what happened to the avos, that was ke'in yitzira v'zara. That was a creation for us as well. I would argue, undeniably, if Knesset Yisrael, throughout our history, was Moser Nefesh for mitzvos in general, and for Bris Milah in particular, it must be, that the original Tzivui Hashem of Bris Milah was one that was accompanied with intense Mesiras Nefesh. And that was the model, that was the inspiration, that was the koach in which that we are able to be Mosa Nefesh for mitzvah session. Because after all, that was the very model. That was the opportunity of Mesiras Nefesh. Avraham Avinu was given this mitzvah of Mesiras Nefesh, of Bris Milah, in accelerated age, to perform a mitzvah Bris Milah, to put himself in a dire situation of pikoach nefesh. It must be. Hirgish umitzdayim. Avraham Avinu felt the pain of Bris Milah. Nonetheless, the Mesiras Nefesh for fulfillment of such a mitzvah. Rabbi Levi is Doresh Nimo Avram, incidentally, that Badak Atzmo Umatza Atzmo Mo. Avraham Avinu didn't even realize. Lo and behold, he discovered that he had a Bris Milah. A Bris Milah that occurred incidentally, without pain, without anguish, without Mesiras Nefesh. That was Rav Avah Bar Kahana. That cannot be. Kazbana, Shakrana, That is absolute, absolute sheker. That is not just simply what he felt. A misreading of the pasuk of Nimol Avram. It must be by virtue of the fulfillment of this mitzvah of Avram Avinu. That was the basis of our performance. In a word, you want to know whether Yotzei Dofen has a bris mila on day one or day eight? That is, as the Gemara writes, Shabbos Kuflamed Hey, that is Nitna Torah v'Nischat Shalavachim. You want to assess the Vayashkim of Avram Baboker, the reason makdim the mitzvahs. You want to assess the Mesiras Nefesh of the mitzvahs Hashem. You want to underscore the Mesiras Nefesh of the mitzvah of bris mila. The practice of the avos, that is fully, fully relevant. That is our model of avoda, not in the realm of mitzvahs, but in this broader realm of ratzon haTorah. For tzivisi, we look to Torah Tziv LaMoshe. For dibarti, we look for the Navi. For lo'osa alibi, rava kadamai ratzon haTorah, there we look for multiple models, even code them matan Torah as well. When we learn Sefer Bereishis, these weeks, these parshios, right, that no doubt is its message. That our avoda, our ratzon haTorah, not the tzivui Hashem, but the ratzon Hashem. And that is something that one gleans from the practice of the avos and imos. I often mention to Talmidim, it behooves us, not only in terms of dikduki mitzvahs, of tayyad mitzvahs, but in the realm of ratzon haTorah, to make sure that everything that we do conforms with Rava Kadama, with the ratzon Hashem. And if a person falls short, it's not just, it's not within the spirit of, it's not just Kedoshim Tihiyu, it's not just Gnavo Bershus haTorah, but this is like Tzar Balei Chaim. Tzar Balei Chaim Daraisa, even though not one of Tayyid Mitzvahs, as Rav Baz writes, but undeniably, principle min haTorah, although it is not considered to be one of the technical mitzvahs Hashem. This is the beauty of our Masorah, the Masorah of Tariq mitzvahs, and as important as the mitzvahs Hashem, the Masorah of Ratzon haTorah as well. And Bezras Hashem, we should be zoche to continue the Duke mitzvahs in terms of the mitzvahs haTorah, Torah Tziv LaMoshe, but also in the broadest fulfillment of the Ratzon Hashem as well.
Looked at the Mitzvah yesterday. Entitled that.